Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
从第三节一直到十三节。
From verse 3 through 13.
这段圣经是在记载保罗的感谢与代祷。
This passage records Paul's thanksgiving and intercession.
保罗为着哥罗西教会的信徒在感谢神。
Paul thanked God for the members in Colossians.
那到底他的感谢跟我们每一天在感谢有什么不同？
What exactly is the difference between Paul's thanksgiving versus ours?
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。这四节。
4.
因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，第五节
，five，
是为给你们存留在天上的盼望。这个盼望就是你们从前在福音真理上所听见的。
We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints.Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
我们感谢神，因为我们从神得到恩典。
We give thanks to God because we have received blessing from him.
但是我们仔细看，我们感谢神的恩典，大部分都是指着肉体上跟物质上。
But when we think carefully, most of the blessings that we thank God about are dealing mostly with our flesh or material things.
当然，这是神的恩典。
Of course, these are blessings of God.
但是保罗在他的书信里面，他感谢神都是为着灵性在感谢。
But in Paul's letters, we can see whenever he offers thanksgiving to God, it's always because of spiritual matters.
这里说信心、爱心跟盼望。
This place talks about faith, hope, and love.
保罗把这个当作是恩典。
Paul considered these factors as grace of God.
所以他非常感谢神啊！哥罗西教会这么有信心，这么有爱心，这么有盼望。
Therefore, Paul gave thanks to God because the Colossians were so filled with faith, love, and hope.
那为什么我们的感谢跟保罗的感谢不一样
？How is it that our thanksgiving is so vastly different from Paul's?
这跟我们的信仰有关系。
This has to do with our faith.
当我们的信仰啊越来越成长的时候，这个重要跟不重要会越来越不一样。
As our faith advances, what's important versus what's unimportant becomes different.
我们刚开始的时候，最大的体验都是一些肉体上的事情。
When we first begin our faith, most of the greatest graces deal with our material things.
所以我们很感谢神。
Therefore, we give thanks to God.
等到我们的信仰一直在成长。
As our faith progresses,
我们就知道说这个是暂时的。
We see that these things are just temporary,
因为这是看得见的。
Because they are visible.
但这个信望爱啊，这个是灵性。
Whereas faith, hope, and love are dealing with spiritual matters.
这个带给我们的结果是永远的。
And the result of these matters will bring about eternal life.
所以我们这个感谢啊，内容会改变。
And we can see the content of our thanksgiving will change.
那这个代表我们的灵性在成长。
And it shows that our faith is maturing.
那我们从第三节再来想一件事情。
We can think of another matter in verse 3 and 4.
到底信耶稣跟没有信差在哪里？
What exactly is the difference between believers and non-believers of Christ?
你如果你仔细看，每天生活都一样。
We can see that each one of our daily life is pretty much the same.
我们要上班，不信的要上班。
We have to go to work, so do the unbelievers.
我们生病，不信也会生病。
We get sick, so do the unbelievers.
我们会失业，不信也会失业。
We can lose our job, so can the unbelievers.
我们生活有压力，不信的也有压力。
We have stress in our life, so do the unbelievers.
所以表面看起来没有不同。
So on the surface, it appears there's no difference.
但是如果我们再深入一点。
But if we go dig in a little bit deeper,
我们信仰如果有实在的表现，信跟不信是有不同。
If our faith displays is solid and it will demonstrate something is entirely different,
那不同在哪里？
What's the difference?
第一个
First,
信跟不信 差在信心。
The difference between the believer and unbeliever depends on faith.
所以第四节。
So in verse 4.
我听见在基督耶稣里的信心，这个信心的对象是主耶稣。
See here, we have heard your faith in Christ Jesus, and we see the object of our faith is Jesus Christ.
那不信的他也有信心啊。
The unbelievers also has faith of some sort.
所以今天早上我们出去做工。
For instance, this morning when I go out to work,
我相信有神。
I believe there is God.
那这个信就产生依靠。
And because of this faith, we will have a hope.
他就是我的父亲。
Excuse me, we will entrust that this is our Father.
那我做不到，我做得到，我要尽量做。
And so I will do my very best to do what is possible within my means.
那我做不到，我就交托给神。
Whatever is impossible for me, I will just entrust to God.
啊，那不信的人，我今天早上出去做工，我是也有信心。
For an unbeliever, they will go out in the morning, with some sort of faith.
我信什么？
What do they believe in?
我信我自己。
They believe in themselves.
我教育很好，我年轻，我很有才能，我信我自己。
I'm well educated, I'm young, I'm talented, I believe in myself.
那这个两个信到底差在哪里？
So what is the difference between these two different kind of beliefs?
第一个，我们对自己有信心，我只是人。
First, if we just believe in ourselves, I'm merely a human being.
有很多问题我没有办法解决。
There are a lot of issues that is beyond human means.
有很多问题我们不知道怎么解决。
A lot of issues that is beyond our capability.
所以对自己有信心，生活会产生很大的压力。
So if we are very, we have great faith in ourselves, it may bring about great pressure.
因为前面有很多的变数超过我们能够掌握的。
Because there are so many variables that are beyond our control.
所以你看，有生活越久，压力越大。
We see that the longer you live, the greater stress you encounter.
但是当我们对主耶稣有信心。
But when we have faith in Jesus Christ,
主耶稣说，劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
Lord Jesus says, those who are weary and burdened can come to me.
我就让你得安息。
And I will give you peace.
劳苦担重担。
Those who labor and are weary burdened.
二十岁好像马跑得很快。
When we are 20 years old, we are like a stallion running very fast.
你到四十岁好像牛。
But by 40 years old, we are like a cattle.
身上拖了一堆责任。
Because we carry a lot of burdens.
压力很大。
With a great pressure.
那主耶稣说，可以到我这里来。
Lord Jesus says, we can go to him.
我让你得到安息。
And he will give us peace.
当主耶稣讲，我让你得安息，不是这个担子没有了。
When Lord Jesus says that he will grant us peace, it doesn't mean that the burden will disappear.
你生活还是有压力。
Because we still experience the pressures of life.
那怎么叫做担子没有呢？
So what does it mean that the burden will be taken away?
所以主耶稣说，你要负我的轭，学习我的样式。
Lord Jesus says that you have to bear my yoke and learn from me.
所以犹太人他们在耕田啊，用一个轭是十字形的。
For the Jewish people, when the yoke that they use is a cross design.
左边一条牛，右边一条牛。
You have one cattle on the left, the other one on the right.
你要负我的轭。
You have to bear my yoke.
啊，一边是主耶稣。
One side is Lord Jesus Christ.
一边是我们。
The other side is us.
所以我们是同负一轭。
And therefore, both of us are carrying the yoke together.
那我们力量做得到的，尽量做。
So whatever is within our means, we do our very best to do it.
做不到的部分呢，主耶稣替我们承担。
Whatever is beyond our capability, Lord Jesus Christ will take care of it.
我们就不需要忧虑了。
So we don't need to worry so much anymore.
所以一个人如果真的靠神，
therefore, if a person truly depends on God,
他知道这个就是他的父。
He will understand that this is the Heavenly Father.
你做不到的，神会帮你处理。
Whatever is beyond our human capabilities, God will take care of it.
所以我们就不需要忧虑。
Therefore, we need not needlessly worry.
信跟不信就差在这里。
So this is the key difference between belief and unbelievers.
我们再看下面一卷《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
在神父面前不住你们，因为纪念你们因为信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因为盼望主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。这里说信，因为信主耶稣，你做很多的功夫。
Here it says that because of our belief in Jesus Christ, we have done much work.
所以希伯来书十一章里面提到很多信心的伟人。
And the book of Hebrews reminds us of many heroes of faith. Actually, they are just like us.
但是他的生活有很多很美好的见证。
But in their life, we can see many wonderful testimonies.
那这个见证从哪里来?
Where do these testimonies emanate from?
这个见证就是因为他对神有信心。
This testimony come about because they are belief in God.
那神就跟他同在。
And therefore, God abided with them.
他就能够做我们没有信心或者没有信仰的人所做不出来的。
Therefore, they are able to attain what is impossible for people who don't believe in God or who are lacking in faith.
这就是信跟不信的差别。
This is the key difference between the believer and non-believers.
比方说,
for instance,
亚伯兰献独生子,
Abraham offered his only son.
你所爱的,
it's your beloved son.
你的独生子,
your only son.
你把信给我,
and you offer it to me.
这个不简单啊,
this is really very difficult.
但是亚伯兰第二天早上一大早就出门。
But we see the second morning, Abraham left early.
他走了三天的路程,
and he journeyed for 3 days journey.
为什么走三天?
Why did he have to walk for 3 days?
这个决定不是一个感情的冲动,
because this decision is not out of an emotional outburst.
那你要做完你就会后悔啊, 当初怎么这样做?
Because if you did that, then you will regret it later and say, why did I do that?
你朝那个摩利亚山每走一步路, 你就要想, 我真的要把我儿子献给神吗?
Each step he took toward Mount Moriah, he is thinking deep in thought, do I really want to offer my son to God?
想了三天了,
he thought about this for 3 days.
这是一个理性的决定,
this is a rational decision. But it is a decision out of faith.
圣经说,
the Bible says that he believed that his son will be resurrected.
为什么?
Why?
因为神说,
because God promised to him that from this very son, you will become a father of great many nations.
那神又说,
and God also told him that you are to offer me your son. To offer the sacrifice means you have to kill him. And also, from him, you will spring many great nations.
对,他就想通了,
so he thought about it and said, well, it makes sense if my son is going to be resurrected.
那他这样一献出去,
and as he was about to offer his son,
他没有失去他的儿子,
he did not lose his son.
看到一条公羊代替他的儿子,
rather, he saw a ram to be sacrificed in his son's behalf.
而且他从天上的神得到天上跟地上的祝福。
And he also received the blessing from the Heavenly Father. These blessings are both of earthbound and heavenly-bound blessings. And this is what it means to have a work of faith. A lot of believers experience God in many ways. Because they believe in God. Whatever God says becomes his command. And his heart is intent on finishing them.
And
when they fulfill God's commands, they will see the grace of God.
那如果没有信心,
but without faith, then our faith becomes very ordinary. You cannot see anything extraordinary. If we believe, we will see the glory of God.
这一句话是有生命,
this is a statement filled with life, and it's true.
所以信仰生活, 第一个跟一般没有信的人,
a life of faith, key difference lies in that we live under faith.
第四节,
Colossians chapter 3, verse 4.
并向众圣徒的爱心。
第一章第四节，下半节。Okay, chapter 1, verse 4, the second half, and your love for all the saints.
一个没有信仰的人, 他就活在自己的爱里面。
A person without belief will live under his love for himself.
或者说爱他的家人。
Or maybe his love for his family.
就是这样而已。
That's it.
但是当一个人有了信仰,
but when a person has faith,
啊, 他爱众圣徒,
and he will extend his love for all saints.
所以有人问主耶稣,
some people ask Lord Jesus,
说你那个妈妈来找你啊,
that your mother is here to look for you.
主耶稣说,
the Lord Jesus answered,
凡遵行我天父旨意的, 就是我父母兄弟姐妹,
whoever obeys the command of my Father, Heavenly Father will be my mother and my siblings.
所以主耶稣把这个神的家庭啊, 扩展,
and therefore, the Lord expanded his spiritual family.
那怎么扩展?
How does he expand it?
像众圣徒的爱心,
through the love for all saints.
神的爱进到我们里面,
when the love of God enter into us,
we will
be able to receive whoever God loves.
我们人的爱都是有选择性的,
human loves are very selective.
这样的我爱, 这样我不喜欢, 这样我很讨厌,
I love this, I dislike this, I hate that.
所以人多的地方啊, 大概都会分小群, 会出很多问题。
So whenever you have a large crowd, you will see that small groups begin to form and many frictions.
但是神的爱没有条件,
but God's love is unconditional.
所以加拉太就这样说,
therefore, Galatians tells us,
第三章,
Galatians 3,
28节,
verse 28,
不分犹太人、希腊人, 自主为奴或男或女, 因为你们在基督里都成了义的。
There is no distinction. There is no distinction amongst all the believers, because you are one in Christ.
神的爱是不分,
because God's love does not differentiate.
不分就是接纳,
doesn't differentiate means that he will accept.
不分你的文化种族,
he doesn't care about your cultural background or racial,
社会的阶级成就,
whether your social status or your accomplishments,
男女的性别,
the genders,
神都接纳,
because God accepts everyone.
那这样的话才能够取代不同的文化,
only through this can we replace or overcome the racial barriers.
不然的话, 文化会成为一个很难克服的问题,
otherwise the cultural background will become a very difficult issue to overcome.
因为文化带来语言的不同,
because with the cultural differences it brings about language difference,
生活习惯的不同,
the lifestyle difference,
思想的不同,
and thinking differences.
所以这个很难克服,
so it's very difficult to overcome.
因此我们在教会里面强调的就是神的爱,
what we emphasize in the church is the love of God.
主耶稣能够接纳的, 我们就可以接纳,
whoever God's Lord Jesus' love can extend to, we too can receive them.
所以要在主耶稣的爱里面创造新的文化,
therefore we have to create the new culture within Christ.
这样教会才有办法克服文化的问题,
only then will church be able to overcome the cultural differences.
没有神的爱在里面, 文化没有办法克服,
without the love of God, these cultural differences cannot be overcome.
我们要创造新文化,
we have to create new culture.
就是要主的爱,
we have to love, allow God's love to enter into us and love others.
而且这个众圣徒的爱心还有一个特点,
there is another unique characteristic in extending the love to all saints.
圣经说神的爱非常高,
Lord Jesus, the Bible says that God's love is very lofty.
最高是什么?
What is the most lofty love of God?
最高是天国,
the highest point is in heaven.
地上的爱, 最高的还是在地上,
the greatest love on earth will still remain on earth.
所以你看你很多的父母爱小孩子, 你想来想去啊, 想到最后还是地上,
so we see a lot of parents love their kids so much, but their love is only limited to earth.
那现在这个父母开始信耶稣,
now that these parents begin to believe in Christ,
被神的爱充满,
they are filled by the love of God.
忽然间他发现他的小孩子最重要的是敬拜神,
all of a sudden, they realize that the greatest thing is for their kids is to believe in God.
就开始关心他的灵性,
and they begin to care about their spirituality.
那这样他的小孩子才有天国的盼望,
only then will their children have the hope in heaven.
所以我们像众圣徒的爱心,
so our love for all the saints,
当我们真的爱他们的时候, 我们会天天为他们祷告, 求他们的信仰能够成长,
if we truly care about them, then we will pray for them each day that their faith will mature.
不只是关心那些地上肉体这些事情,
we don't just care about their material issues.
那因为爱心, 所以可以受劳苦,
and because of our love, we are able to endure labors.
所以有一个弟兄来受洗,
there's a brother who came to be baptized.
他有心脏手术,
he He had the heart surgery.
在加护病房大概住20几天嘛。
He was in the intensive care unit for over 20 days.
当那个护士就问他了，哎，这些人天天来，到底是谁？
And so the nurse asked him, "Who are these people who visit you every day?"
说我们教会的信徒啊。
And he replied, "Those are my church members."
那护士就很好奇啊，我也去教会，但是为什么我们教会没有这样？
And so the nurse was very curious. I also go to church. How come my church doesn't care so much about me? Later on, this nurse also came to our church to study the truth.
其实大家华子都很忙啊,
because everyone, in reality, very busy.
为什么教会弟兄姊妹一直去看这个慕道朋友心脏开刀?
So why do our church members continue to visit him when he had his heart surgery?
其实有时候开车也是很辛苦的。
We know that driving is very exhausting, especially during rush hour. But because our love springs, our love motivates us to extend our labor.
这是不同,
this is the key difference between belief and unbelief.
好,
turn back to Colossians 1,
第一章第五节,
1 verse 5.
是为给你们存留在天上的盼望。
Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven.
这个信跟不信到底差在哪里?
What is the key difference between believers and unbelievers?
一个非常明显的不同就是, 你如果看到退休以后,
there is one unique distinction, which is when people retire.
我们往前看,
when we look further down the road, what do we see?
这个就是信跟不信的差别。
And this will point out the difference between the believer and unbeliever.
当一个人有信心,
when a person has faith in God,
一直往前看,
when he continues to look forward,
他看到天国,
he can see the heaven.
所以保罗走到人生的终点,
when Paul was near the end of his life,
他说路我跑尽了，跑尽就绝路了。
He says, "I have run the race." That means he's almost done with his life.
但是对保罗没有绝路啊，公义的冠冕为我存留是在天上。
But Paul says, "This is not my end of life because the crown of righteousness awaits me in heaven."
斯蒂凡被人要石头打死。
And Stephen was about to be stoned to death.
打死就是最后一口气了。
When upon his death, meaning he's going to breathe his last.
但是这个不是绝路啊。
But this is not the end of his life.
天开了，主耶稣等他回去。
Because the heaven opened and Lord Jesus is waiting to receive him.
这个就是信跟不信的差别。
This is the difference between believer and unbeliever.
不信的人认为死就完了。
The unbelievers feel that when you die, everything is done.
盼望就在地上。
And so they place their hope on earth.
信的人死没有完。
For the believers, when they die, their hope continues.
死移民到天国。
When upon their death, they emigrate to heaven.
盼望在天上,
and their hope is in heaven.
这个就是差别。
This is the difference.
所以为着存留在天上的盼望,
and in order to keep this hope in heaven alive,
我们就可以忍耐,
we are able to persevere.
很辛苦, 你可以忍耐到底。
It's so difficult, but we can endure until the end.
为什么? 忍耐到底就到天国了。
Why is that? Because if we persevere to the end, we can go to heaven.
忍耐到底就有天国的赏赐。
If we persevere to the end, we will receive the heavenly reward.
那你如果没有那个盼望,
but if you don't have this kind of hope,
遇到受苦, 我为什么忍耐?
And we encounter any kind of difficulties, we will say, why do I put up with this?
我没有盼望,
because I have no hope.
我为什么不忍耐?
Why should I bear with this?
所以信跟不信是差别, 而且很大。
Therefore, there is a key and also major difference between the believer and unbeliever.
所以保罗为 哥罗西教会的信徒感谢他们的信心、爱心、盼望。
Paul gave thanks to God for the Colossians had their great faith, hope, and love.
那我们现在再问你一个问题。
Now another question.
我很有信心。
I have great faith.
我也很有爱心。
I have great love.
我对天国也很有盼望。
And I have great hope in heaven.
请问这样我的信仰是不是够了？
So does that mean my faith is complete?
如果照保罗的祷告，看起来还不够。
According to Paul's prayer, that is not still inadequate.
所以保罗才需要为他们祷告。
This is why Paul needed to pray for them.
哦，那哪里不够？
So where are they lacking?
我看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Colossians 1 verse 9.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求。 愿你们在一切属灵智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这里说，保罗为他们祷告，让他们满心知道神的旨意。
Paul prayed for them each day so that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
所以除了信望爱之外啊，还要满心每一件事情都知道神的旨意。
Therefore, besides faith, hope, and love, we have to be, our entire heart has to be filled with the total understanding of God.
比方说我们的信心。
For instance, when it comes to our faith,
信心如果对神的旨意不明白，有时候这个信心会走偏了。
When, even if we have faith, but if we don't understand God fully, we may be led astray.
有一次我们在南非洗礼。
Once we were baptizing in South Africa,
洗完礼啊。
After the baptismal,
信徒就拿罐子来。
And the people came,
帮我装一点水。
The members brought bottles with them and said, I'm going to bring some water home.
装这个水要做什么？
So what do you want to do with these water?
这个圣水。
This is holy water.
因为洗礼是在主耶稣的宝血里面洗。
Because we are baptizing in the precious blood of Christ.
这个圣水，那要做什么？
This is holy water, so what do you want to do with it?
这个很好用啊，你这个生病的时候倒一小小杯，祷告完给他喝就好了。
This is a great function because when you're sick, you can just pour a little cup and you drink of it and you pray you'll be well.
他很有信心啊。
They have great well, great faith.
但是这样的方式哦，是真的是神的旨意吗？
But is this method of believing God truly according to God's will?
所以这个信心需要满心知道神的旨意。
Therefore, our faith must be coupled with a full understanding of God.
我们所有的问题要解决，圣经都有答案。
No matter what kind of issues we're faced with, there is an answer in the Bible.
神的旨意就隐藏在圣经里面。
God's will is hidden in the Bible.
但是如果我们不看圣经，
But if we don't read the Bible,
我们有问题只是祷告要看意象。
Well, whenever we have problems, we just pray and ask for visions.
做异梦。
Or dreams.
让我知道我要怎么解决我的问题。
God, you can tell me how I can resolve my problems.
这种信心很容易走偏了。
This kind of faith is very easy to go astray.
神对我们问题的答案就在圣经里面。
God's answer to all our problems are hidden in the Bible.
所以每一个问题圣经都有答案。
You can find answer to every issue in the Bible.
所以我们对神的信心要有智慧的引导。
Therefore, our faith in God must be led by wisdom.
哇，这样啊，我们的信仰生活才不会偏了。
Only then will our faith not veer off.
能够走在中庸的道路上，因为我们明白神的旨意。
And we can walk on a straight and narrow of path of God because we know His full will.
爱心也是一样。
The same is true about love.
爱心需要明白神的旨意。
In order to have true love, we need to understand God's will.
哦，保罗告诉彼得，我要被钉十字架，三天要复活。Lord
Jesus told Peter that I'm going to die on the cross and in 3 days I will be resurrected.
但相处久都有感情嘛。
And but after spending so much time together, they have affection for each other.
彼得说这个事情一定不会临到你。
And Peter said, No, Lord, this mustn't happen to you.
如果我们是常人啊，哦，我们是主耶稣，如果是常人，我们听了很高兴，哦，这个门徒很爱我。
If we were a regular average person, if Jesus was the average person, then you would have said, "Oh, this Peter loves me so much."
但是彼得万万没有想到，主耶稣回头过来说：“撒旦，退我后边去。”
So it was totally out of Peter's surprise that Lord Jesus told him, "Satan, get behind me."
你体贴人的意思。
Because you only care about human wills.
这他很爱主耶稣，但是他不知道神的旨意。
And even though Peter loved Lord Jesus, but he didn't know about the will of God.
所以今天有时候我们对自己的家人
So today, as we deal with our family members,
我们都有爱心
We all have love for them.
但是我们的爱要需要明白神的旨意
But our love must be coupled with the understanding of God's will.
所以我们才知道怎么来带领我们的家庭过一个合神的旨意、蒙神喜悦的家庭生活
Only then will we know what is the right way according to God to lead our family to live a harmonious and peaceful life.
如果在世界上很成功会导致我们流失信仰。
If we are very successful in the world and it will lead us away from the faith,
不如我们在世界上很普通但是能够保存我们信仰。
then we'd rather be an average person in the world without much accomplishment but have great faith in God and remain in God.
但是谁知道在世界上很成功会失去信仰或者很普通会保存信仰谁知道?
But who knows, if you're successful in the world, you will lose your faith, or if you're average in the world, you will remain strong in God.
除了神谁都不知道。
Other than God, nobody knows.
所以我们对我们的下一代,你有什么理想?
So what kind of ideals do we have for our next generation?
要让他突出成龙成凤。
We want them to become exceptional people.
其实真的是不需要这样。
But it doesn't necessarily have to be so.
为他祷告,求神让我们的下一代明白神的旨意。
All we need to do is pray to God that He will grant understanding to our offspring so they know their His will.
那他在世界上很突出,很普通,都没有关系啊。
If that were the case, then no matter if they're accomplished or not accomplished in this world, it doesn't matter anymore.
只要他走在神的道路上,那个就是最适合他的。
As long as they remain on the path of God, that is the most suitable life for them.
因此我们对这个我们家人的爱啊,如果没有属灵的智慧,有时候会把它倒偏啊。
Therefore, our love for our family members, if without the understanding of God's will, it will lead us astray.
所以保罗为他们祷告,他们在满心知道神的旨意。
Paul prayed for the Colossians that they will know fully the will of God.
那这样的生活会有什么不同?
And what kind of difference will bring about in their life?
第十节,
in verse 10.
哥罗西书第一章第十节,
Colossians 1 verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主,
that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
如果看英文呢, worthy这个就是价值。
Worth is a value.
就是我们的行事为人在神看起来是有价值的。
It means that whatever we do in our life has a value in God's eyes.
这个表示我们的生活每一天都放在神的天平在称。
It means that each one of our daily life is being placed on the heavenly scale.
别人羡慕不羡慕,喜欢不喜欢,这个不是最重要。
It's not important whether other people envy us or not.
最重要是我们在神的天平称我今天的生活有没有分量。
The most important is as we place our today's life on God's scale, does God see any value in it?
那什么样的生活有分量?
What kind of life has weight?
就是我今天遵照神的旨意来活。Which
is, today I live according to the will of God.
那在神就是有分量。Then
God will consider us worthy.
那第二点,
Second,
凡事蒙他喜悦,
fully pleasing to Him.
所以神这么伟大,
because God is so mighty.
我们好像一粒微尘,
we are like a dust.
你连看都看不到,
we can't even see it.
那你怎么去讨这么伟大的神?
How are you able to please the favor of God?
你如果用人的头脑想, 太难了。
According to human understanding, you think it's impossible.
有时候那个公司的老板哦, 如果要求比较严, 你都很难讨到喜欢了。
Even when we are at work, if our boss is very stringent, it's hard to please him.
有那工作,有老板工作能力很强, 他就要求你跟我一样, 那你就拼死了。
There are bosses who are very capable people and they demand you to be just as capable as them, then you'll work your tail off.
那神这么完全, 神只要说你跟我一样,
and God is so perfect and He says, you must be perfect like me, so how can we please Him?
所以这个如果我们知道神的旨意,
so if we understanding God's will,
求神帮助到我们活出来,
and we pray to God to help us live such worthy life, then God will be pleased.
所以得到神喜欢,
if we wish to please God, we need to walk according to His will.
换一句话来讲啊,
in another word, if we don't understand God's will, we cannot please Him.
我有钱我就怎么花就花,怎么花,这个是我的啊。
For instance, if I have a lot of money, I can spend the money however I want because it belongs to me. And I'm my own God.
那如果神是我的老板,
but if God is my boss,
我花钱,
and when I spend money, I have to make sure it's aligned to God's will.
那是在神面前啊,
then God will be delighted.
那第三个呢?
And the third point. 啊,
在善事上多结果子。
We are to bear fruit in good work.
如果我们满心知道神的旨意,
if we fully understand God's will,
我们在生活会结很多的果子,
then we will be fruitful in our daily life.
为什么这样讲?
Why do we say that?
因为神的旨意最后两点嘛。
Because God's will narrows down to two points.
爱神爱人,
to love God and love people.
那照这样去做, and
if we follow according to this general guideline, we will be
fruitful. What
is fruit? Fruit is something that other people can see and enjoy.
这个属灵啊, 虽然是抽象的, 但是一旦变果子出来,
even though the spiritual fruit, it may seem abstract, but when it comes to fruition, other people can visibly touch it.
所以遵照神的旨意来行, when
we walk according to God's will, then all the people around us will enjoy the benefit.
最后一个,
lastly,
渐渐多知道神,
and to increase in the knowledge of God.
亚伯拉罕,
Abraham
是神的朋友,
was called the friend of God.
因为他每件事情都要明白神要叫他怎么做,
because he fully understood what God wanted him to do in every matter.
结果神要毁灭所多玛, 就说, 我怎么可以把这件事情隐瞒不给他知道呢?
When God was about to wipe out the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, how can I hide this matter from my good friend?
所以我们愿意遵照神的旨意, 神就让我们明白更多道理。
If we are willing to walk according to God's will, then He will reveal more knowledge to us.
对神的认识会更清楚, 更深刻,
and we come to a deeper and clearer understanding of God.
所以除了信望爱之外,
therefore, besides faith, hope, and love,
我们要追求属灵的智慧, 满心知道神的旨意,
we must pursue for spiritual knowledge and to fully understand God's will.
那我们的生活就变成很有价值,
then our life will become very valuable.
得到神的喜欢,
we will delight God.
对周围的人有帮助,
and we will bring many benefit to the people around us.
对神的认识会增加,
we will increase our understanding of God.
那这样祷告啊, 让他们满心知道神的旨意, 这样够吗?
So is it enough just to have the full understanding of God?
十一节,
verse 11.
照他荣耀的全能得以在各样力上加力, 好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜忍耐宽容。
Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy.
有时候我们知道神的旨意,
there are times we understand the will of God,
你就是做不到,
but it's just beyond our reach.
因为我是人,
because I'm human,
做不到,
I can't do it.
所以保罗说, 满心知道神的旨意, 下一步呢, 又神荣耀的全能加给他们, 他才做得出来。
So Paul says that once you know the full knowledge of God and His will, you need to be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, then we are capable of it.
就是那个里面那一个灵, 那一个人啊, 有神的能力进来, 让他刚强, 神的旨意才行得出来。
It means that our inner spirit in us must be strengthened with God's Holy Spirit in order to make us being able to practice God's word.
所以这样我们就看得出来。
So we can see that our life of faith, what do we need to give thanks about? What we need to pray about? Paul has left wonderful examples for us. So we can readjust our footsteps and toward the way which will please God. Sing him. 136.